Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
It's no secret, but public knowledge, that Kamala Harris slept her way up into California political life by being a very public escort and mattress for California Democrat kingmaker Willie Brown. Now, some people read this story, mattress, didn't he mean mistress? No, I think they meant mattress here.
She's always tried to do the casting couch to get where she wants. Now, the problem is that'll get somebody to a certain level quickly. But you can't get past that level if you don't have competence and talent. So my thing about it is if I'm crude about it, in this city years ago, I used to represent a whole bunch of pimps and hoes, and I know a hoe when I see one.
Kamala Harris will never win this election. She's a total joke in her own party. She's an idiot.
We are all in this together. And your vote is your power. So please make sure your voice is heard this November and register to vote at vote.gov.
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
What else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up. And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means.
Many Africans landed in Jamaica and all these other Caribbean islands, so she could indeed
Jamaica's not
be African American mixed with others, but she
Jamaica's
is
Jamaica's not America.
But
certainly you could become the first Indian senator in U.S. history, which would be quite an accomplishment.
Knock wood.
Okay, so what we're going to cook today is an Indian recipe.
Yes.
Because you are Indian.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't know that everybody knows that.
You can't know who Kamala Harris is without knowing who our mother was. In 1958, a precocious 19-year-old Indian, Gopalan traveled thousands of miles from her home and family to pursue a doctorate in nutrition and endocrinology in America. She soon became an active civil rights crusader while studying at UC Berkeley.
But once she went there, she almost felt free. And she took part in politics. She used to bring a whole series of literature, leftist literature from Karl Popper's, he was a great philosopher.
And her record is horrible.
And you haven't answered anything. You haven't been asked about your flip-flops. You haven't been asked about your cover-ups. You haven't been asked who you are. And she could get away with it. It's the same hiding Biden. Now it's hiding Harris.
They reinstated catch and release, and they stopped remain in Mexico. So all of these asylum claimants who come to our border, they can now get released into our country because they're not forced to stay in Mexico while we adjudicate their asylum claims. And we have to remember that as terrible and idiotic as these policies were, they cause real human beings to suffer.
So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health, period.
So now James Carville has come out. She's going to get slaughtered. James Carville warns that Kamala Harris' horrible record will be exposed.
There was no policy that anyone was pushing. There was no particular group that was behind this. It was just a general feeling that people wanted a different choice than Donald Trump and President Biden. And they got it. And there is some good. Now, look, she's going to get slaughtered. They're coming out. They're coming. And this is just part of no different than it was any other time. And they have got to get up and get ready, and they've got to be able to defend and attack at the same time. And there's going to be a time of struggle, a definition as to who Vice President Harris is. And we better be
all
ready
right,
for
full
that.
Full report at band.video. Only an idiot would support Kamala Harris.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, how are the Democrats responding to losing at the Supreme Court? As you heard from Jamie Raskin, they expected the Supreme Court to help them disqualify Donald Trump. You know, it's the party of democracy, so the most popular candidate the Democrats have to remove from the ballot. And Mike Lee put out a thread that is very important. I'm going to read this entire thing on how Joe Biden's attempt to reform the Supreme Court, and actually it's Justice Neil Gorsuch warning America about how dangerous this is. Well, these are tyrants. It's probably not even Joe Biden doing this. It's somebody else behind Joe Biden that's calling for this in the tyrannical Borg that the Democrat Party has become with the zombie Biden as president. So here it is, shared from Senator Lee. When Joe Biden talks about Supreme Court reform, he means nothing. He means something rather different than that. He wants a constitutional amendment to make it easier for him to imprison Donald Trump, his political enemy. He wants to force the early retirement of Supreme Court justices he doesn't like because they've ruled against his wishes and have interfered with his efforts to imprison Trump. President Franklin D. Roosevelt also tried to force the early retirement of Supreme Court justices he didn't like because they ruled against him. That plan failed, but only after it intimidated the Supreme Court into changing its reading of the Commerce Clause to make it more conducive to FDR's agenda. In the early 1980s, then-Senator Joe Biden called FDR's proposal to remake the court in his own image a boneheaded idea. He was right then. Bottom line, FDR tried to delegitimize the court and then remake it so he could avoid the sometimes unpleasant implications of an independent judiciary. This lawless proposal does not speak well of FDR, who scarred his own reputation by promoting this lawlessness. Why is Biden so eager to follow FDR's pattern and example of lawlessness? Biden also approves an oversight body that he could use to trigger the recusal of justices he doesn't like, specifically so he can avoid having his disfavored justices rule on cases important to him. Recusal occurs when a judge or justice has a conflict of interest. Recusal is handled by each individual jurist and not by an outside entity, one that could dictate the behavior of the constitutional officers who operate one of the three coordinate branches of the federal government, which, of course, the Democrats are trying to erode, just like they did with FDR. Why is Biden so hostile towards the justices he doesn't like? Is he really that dependent on disqualifying those who don't rule the way he wants them to? Yes, the Democrats are tyrants. Americans should be highly skeptical of Biden's motives and plans for these so-called reforms. Remember, all tyrants have to find ways to subdue and constrain anything resembling an independent judiciary or anything that's a threat to their tyranny. As Americans, we've all benefited from our independent judiciary headed by the Supreme Court, which is the best of its kind in the world. We've all had times when the Supreme Court had ruled in ways we don't like. In my case, it's happened more times than I can possibly count. Nonetheless, it's important to respect the legitimacy of the court, even when we disagree with one or many of its rulings. We're all better off when we do that, especially when we disagree. Biden seems to be doing the opposite of that.
Rather than just expressing disagreement with one or more Supreme Court rulings, he's delegitimizing the court and proposing changes that, if implemented, would severely impair its ability to operate independently. This might be fun for Biden and his hapless White House staff, but it's not good for the American people. The American people deserve better. They should expect more and demand that Biden respect the Supreme Court, even when he disagrees with it, rather than trying to delegitimize it and destroy its independence. Don't fall for his tricks. Biden is weakening our independent judicial system, one of the crown jewels of the U.S. government and one of the key protectors of American liberty. Now, let me translate this in a couple ways or expand it a little bit here. Why is it that Democrats are constantly now trying to rewrite the Constitution in regards to the Supreme Court? Because you have to understand, and I explained this before, but it's such a key understanding to everything they try to do. You cannot succeed in any leftist policy without full totalitarian control. Cannot. If there is a separation of powers, or if the people have power, left-wing policy will never succeed. Never. You will never vote your way into slavery. You will never vote your way against eating what you want to eat. You will never vote your way against driving what you want to drive. You will never vote your way into poverty. You will never vote to give your money away to somebody else. You will never vote to collapse your own borders. Are you understanding the concept here? So inherently, left-wing policies cannot succeed without total government control. And if you have a vote against this, well, that's an issue for the Democrats. If you have a Supreme Court that stands in their way of many of their agendas, well, that's an issue to them. So what's their solution? Get rid of the vote. Just get rid of it. They've already done that within their own party. What's the solution to the Supreme Court? Reform the Supreme Court. Completely violate the Constitution and just make the Supreme Court a wing of the executive branch. Now, they will fail, just like they have failed before, but that's what they're trying to do. So this isn't just punishment for the Supreme Court not doing what the Biden administration wanted it to do, to allow it to imprison Donald Trump indefinitely and take him out of the race. That's what they wanted the Supreme Court to allow them to do. So this isn't just punishment for that. This is beyond that. This is the realization again that the Democrats have. The Supreme Court is in our way towards total power. The Supreme Court is in our way, just like the American voter is in their way. So what does a tyrant do? What does a Democrat do? They remove the voter from the process. They remove the Supreme Court from the process. So you have to understand, at the very core of American leftism, American Democrat Party politics, is the necessity for control. It is a necessity, and there cannot be anything in their way, or their policies fail. So that's what this is about. It's very likely that you'll never, Democrat voters will never choose another nominee. It's very likely. It's very likely the process on the Democrat side will completely remove the voter from the process. And for all intents and purposes, it already has. But, I mean, right now you kind of have the semblance, the ceremony of voting. But what did we just see? Nobody voted for Kamala Harris and she gets the nominee. So they might just erase the vote from the process, or they might just let the Democrat voters feel good and give them a little toy to play with, knowing that at the end of the day, they're just going to choose anyway. So what do they do? Well, there's an issue. We have opponents. We have political opponents. So we would like to jail our political opponents. The Supreme Court says, not so fast. So what do the Democrats say? Well, we just need to remove the Supreme Court from the process. So that's what's really going on here. Meanwhile, this is breaking over the weekend. Federal Air Marshal whistleblowers report Tulsi Gabbard actively under surveillance via Quiet Skies program. They have Tulsi Gabbard on a terror watch list. An American veteran, a presidential candidate, and oh, what do you know? She comes out, denounces the Democrat Party, supports Donald Trump, and now she's on a terror watch list. Now, this is, okay, Tulsi Gabbard, obviously a big name, and for her political record, a former senator, obviously this is a big story. But I think there's something bigger behind this, folks. I think there's something bigger behind this. Obviously, Tulsi Gabbard is now a major target of the Democrat Party. There's no doubt. A major target of the deep state, there's no doubt. But I think there's a bigger story here, ladies and gentlemen. I believe who's ever running these programs with the TSA, who's ever running these bureaucracies that are in charge of these lists, are just putting Trump supporters on it. That's where we're really at. If you're a Trump supporter, they're going to find a way to put you on the terror watch list. Tulsi Gabbard is just now the biggest name, the biggest example, and the biggest victim of this. Now, multiple FOIA requests have been filed to get more information into this. And the whistleblower who's come forward, Sonia Labosco, the executive director of the Air Marshals National Council, is going to be going on record talking about TSA and Homeland Security violating citizens' constitutional rights in a big domestic surveillance grab that seems to be targeting conservatives. It's targeting Trump supporters, folks. That's what this is. So the House Oversight Committee and the Weaponization of Government Committee are going to have to dig into this and figure out what's going on. Because it's not just Tulsi Gabbard. It's not just Tulsi Gabbard. But, I mean, the problem is, it's the same problem. Our Congress is toothless. Our Congress is clawless. Our Congress is feckless. And nobody ever gets fired. Nobody ever gets arrested. Despite the violations of our rights, the violation of the oaths to the Constitution, the blatant perjuries that take place, during all of these hearings, nobody ever gets fired or arrested. And that's the problem. Because our politicians in Congress, who are supposed to be in charge of all this, they have oversight over all these bureaucracies. And in the flowchart of power, the FBI is not above Congress. The TSA is not above Congress. None of these bureaucracies are above Congress. Congress is above them. But for whatever reason, maybe it be blackmail, maybe it be just outright cowardice, maybe a combination of the two. For whatever reason, Congress seems to forget where they stand in this flow of power. Yes. When you violate the Constitution, when you violate your oath to the Constitution, when you perjure yourself, when you violate citizens' rights, you need to be fired and investigated for crimes and criminal activity, and if necessary, spend time in prison. But it just never happens, does it? And so our rights continue to be violated, trampled upon, destroyed, and our Congress just does nothing. Just does nothing. By the way, there's a story that just broke. And guys, I sent it to you. Nobody brought it in here, but you can pull it up. And it's Jenna Ellis is cooperating with FBI investigation into Donald Trump. And all these people are panicking about it. And just relax. Let me tell you what's really going on here. Now, I don't know what deal Jenna Ellis cut with the FBI. And I would warn Jenna Ellis that whatever deal you think you cut with the FBI, they will go back on that deal. Trust me, I know from experience. So I'm just speaking from experience here. but people are freaking out. Jenna Ellis, ex-Trump attorney, to cooperate in Arizona fake electors case. And they're saying, oh, well, we'll drop the charges and we won't send you to jail, but you got to cooperate with us. And so they're saying, oh, look, it's over for Trump. She's going to show everybody what Trump did. She's going to expose all the crimes. Folks, they said the same thing about me. So let me explain from firsthand experience with this what's really going on here. And this isn't even necessarily this goes on all the time. The feds drastically overcharge you so that they can force your cooperation and plea deal. So that's the outset here. But then what you have is the media and the Democrats that are so desperate to find anything on Trump or their enemy that they hype these things up when there's really nothing there. Now, the feds involved in this case may or may not even be political. They just might be assigned to the case and doing their job. Eventually, they'll get tugged and eventually they'll get told what to do, but that could be down the road here. So, yeah, Jenna Ellis probably took a deal and she agreed to, quote unquote, cooperate so that they would drop the charges and she wouldn't go to jail. They did the same thing to me, folks. And that, guess what? They sent me to jail anyway. And they wrote the exact same headlines. Schroer cooperating. He's turned on Trump. Schroer cooperating. He's turned on Jones. And they wrote all these stories. And you notice, the day these headlines dropped, Alex Jones goes on air, and I don't remember, I think this was, we hadn't even talked yet. And he's already saying what's really going on because he knows it's a bunch of bullcrap. Yeah, I cooperated with the feds because I had nothing to hide. I cooperated with the feds because nobody in my circle of communication had anything to hide. Yeah, I cooperated with the feds because I wanted to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that we had nothing to do with any violence or any of the claims and the lies made about January 6th. So yeah, I cooperated with the feds. And do you know what they found with all the electronic data they requested? Nothing. Oh, what happened to those big stories? Schroer turns on Trump. Schroer turns on Jones. What happened? What happened when they went through all my electronic requests? What happened to Jones? What happened to Trump? Oh, that's right. Nothing. Nothing. Actually, what they found was it totally exonerated us. Isn't that funny? So the same thing is going to happen with Jenna Ellis. The same thing is going to happen. Now, what will be curious about this case is, are they just going to totally violate attorney-client privilege? Is Ellis going to violate attorney-client privilege? None of this will produce any discovery on Donald Trump. And Jenna Ellis is not cooperating with the FBI because she's a sellout. She's cooperating with the FBI because she has nothing to hide and she doesn't want to go to prison. It's really that simple. So when you see this and you see people hyping it up, I wouldn't let it affect your heart rate. Because this is all standard. There's nothing out of the ordinary here. The only thing I could see of any interest of this is attorney-client privilege going to be violated, or is it even Ellis going to violate it herself with communications she made with Trump? That's the only thing interesting here. There's nothing. She has nothing to turn on Trump. Trump is not going to be affected by this. And Jenna Ellis is being targeted by the feds for information, and they're shaking her down and they're intimidating her, threatening her with jail time so that she turns over everything she has on Trump, because they just have never found anything. So they just keep digging. They're just turning over every rock, every clump of dirt. And now they've just gotten to the Jenna Ellis part of this. So that's all it is. That's all it is. But I wouldn't think anything else of it. Wouldn't think anything else of it, ladies and gentlemen. Secret Service whistleblower. Management took his phone and wiped all texts and emails related to January 6th. You know, who was in charge of the Secret Service when that was going on? Oh, yeah. Kim Cheadle. Former Secret Service chief wanted to destroy cocaine evidence. Oh, whose cocaine was that? Former Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle and others in top agency leadership positions wanted to destroy the cocaine evidence discovered in the White House last summer. Who were they trying to protect? Who was Kim Cheadle? Who was the Secret Service trying to protect by covering up the cocaine? Do you think if cocaine was found in the Trump White House that they'd cover it up? Do you think the media would look the other way? And by the way, let's be clear here. Oh, cocaine at the White House. Like, who cares? Okay. I'm pretty sure a lot worse things have gone on at the White House than somebody taking a ski trip. Much worse things. And I'm not even talking about just, you know, drugs or sex. I mean, you know, these people plot to murder innocent people. These people plot to lie to get us into war. Okay. So, you know, a little bag of cocaine is like barely even on the Richter scale of the crap that goes down in that White House. But again, do you think the media would be quick to turn their head and not talk about whose cocaine it was if it was Trump? No, they'd be all over it. They'd be naming names and accusations, and then it would lead to other conspiracies. And I wonder if Secret Service would be so quick to cover up as well. But boy, did they cover that deal up. They covered up whose cocaine it was, and they tried to destroy the evidence as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Who are they covering for? Who is the Secret Service covering for with the White House cocaine? Guess we'll never know. How convenient. Well done, Kim Cheadle. Kim Cheadle is a master of the cover-up, isn't she? Master of the cover-up on the July 13th assassination attempt of Donald Trump. Master of the cover-up of the bag of cocaine at the White House. And the Bidens thank her for both. Okay, we still got some other news and video clips to cover. Remember, folks, to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air. So many great products. What are you doing for your cardiovascular health? Have you asked yourself that? Cardiovascular issues are a major issue, especially amongst men, whether you're vaccinated or not. Always been a big issue. So what are you doing for your cardiovascular health? Well, obviously, you need to be exercising and eating healthy, but we have two products at InfoWarsStore.com that can help in that process, and that's Nitric Boost, which is currently 40% off, or VasoBeat Complete, which is a beet supplement, which is well known for having a lot of nitrates and being good for cardiovascular health and blood flow. But Nitric Boost, InfoWars MD, is on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have doctors that come on, and it's not a paid promotion, but they are users of Nitric Boost. They recommend Nitric Boost, and they talk about how great it is. And that's not even a paid promotion. That's how great this product is that doctors will come on and promote it because they just want people to be taking care of their cardiovascular health. Nitric Boost, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. It's what keeps us on the air.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott, and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other 80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-carat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, I got a couple more headlines, a couple more videos, but I think we'll have time for a couple calls before we sign off today, too. So let me give out the number. 877-789-2539. Anything we've discussed today is fair game. 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen. A couple things here. The Judiciary Committee is trying to get records from Lauren Merchan, the daughter of the Judge Juan Merchan that went after Donald Trump, to see what type of corruption was going on between them and the Democrats. Probably a smart move. I have a feeling they'll find something. And then a lot of this is coming out. I don't expect this to go away. I suspect there's going to be a lot more, including another story that came from Willie Brown talking about the real Kamala Harris. The night Kamala Harris met Sharon Stone's ex-husband, Phil Bronstein, in a backroom San Francisco bar, and what happened after that? What did happen after that? Here's another one. How Kamala's affair with a Democrat kingpin catapulted her career. Wow. Now, there's all kinds of stories coming out about Kamala's sexual advances. There are stories coming out about her husband, Emhoff's activities as well. This stuff is, I don't think it's going away. And I think there is a lot of dirt on these two. Obviously. A lot of dirt there. And I ask again, and maybe it's not relevant, but, you know, if you're Kamala, you should be proud. How many abortions do you think Kamala Harris has had? She should be proud of that. Right? That shouldn't be a negative. If she's had 12 abortions, then that's a thing she should be proud of. That shouldn't disqualify her from being president. That she should be proud if she's had 12 abortions or more. I'm just curious. Has Doug Emhoff forced any women to have an abortion? The impregnating woman that might have interfered with his life with Kamala? I'm just curious. Kamala Harris' husband's Doug Emhoff admits to cheating on his first wife after bombshell report he impregnated his nanny. Uh-huh. So there's one. How many abortions do you think Kamala Harris and Doug Emhoff are responsible for? And they should not be ashamed. They should be celebrating their abortions. If it's 5, if it's 10, if it's 20, if it's 30, they should be celebrating their abortions. They're for it. Show that you've put your money where your mouth is. Tell America how many abortions you had, Kamala. You should be proud. You're the pro-abortion candidate. I think it's time to let us know. Just my opinion. Now, this, we played a clip from this lady earlier, Michaela Montgomery. Here was the moment she spoke earlier making fun of Kamala Harris, as she called her, she insinuated, she didn't have to insinuate. It's well known about Kamala Harris and Willie Brown's affair when he was a married man. He was 60, she was 29. And here was the moment where Trump brought her up on the stage in clip 11.
Hey, Michaela, I know you spoke. Just come up for a second. Come here. This young woman, I walked into, I don't know what the hell restaurant it was, but I walked into this restaurant.
It was Chick-fil-A.
And we do it very quietly. We don't announce, and that's for, you know, security reasons, everything. I walked in. She's behind the counter, and she didn't know I was coming. And she goes, it's President Trump. She looks at me. It's President Trump. You saved my college. And I said, how the hell do you know that? She said, you are, so, this one is so smart, so sharp. She grabbed me. She gave me a kiss. I said, I think I'm never going back home to the first lady.
You were supposed to keep that quiet.
See, now, for the average politician, that's death. For me, I don't care. I just want to tell you, you are an unbelievable person with a great personality. You lit up the whole room. You lit up the whole room. I said, weeks later, I'd go, who is that person that was so incredible? She knew everything about me. She had no idea I was coming. She knew everything about me. And, you know, the historically black colleges and universities, I gave millions and millions, billions of dollars to. They kept coming back. And I said, why are you doing this? And we gave them long-term funding. And she knew that because she said her college, which was, she loved her college. She said it was so great, right? You loved it.
The illustrious CAU.
Yeah, that's right. She loved her college, and she said, you saved my college. What was your college? Tell them.
The illustrious Clark Atlanta University.
And it was so impressive, and I felt so good because she really did. She really said, I said, did you like the college? She said, no, I loved that school. I loved that college. And that's what it's all about. But you are an incredible person. I think you have a tremendous future. I really do.
Thank you.
And I'll do whatever I can to help you. Okay? Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much. Great job.
Thank you.
You want to say something else?
Man, you know, I thought I was done. But
I do want to add on to some of the remarks that were made by others, and we do need to do our best to get the message out there. The fight is nothing if all we do is talk about it amongst ourselves. So with that being said, since you said you'd help me, shameless plug, if y'all need anybody to knock doors, make phone calls, wave signs, get people out to the polls, call me at Conserve the Culture. Because not only do I mobilize the HBCU students so that they may get this message, but I'm the best person when it comes to black engagement in the black community. And nobody needs this message more than my folks. So do y'all care for real? Are y'all with us for real?
So there you go. Now, this might have been the most wholesome moment when Donald Trump brings up an artist and signs his depiction of the assassination attempt. Check this out. To do it. Instead, he brought up a local artist, he brought up a local activist, and brought the house down. But yeah, the media says he's scared at Kamala Harris rally sizes. Well, let's see her do that without a rapper. Let's see her do that without celebrities. And let's see her do that in October, too. Let's see her do that in a freezing cold day in Pennsylvania or a freezing cold day in Idaho. Let's just go ahead and see if that lasts. Shall we? Yeah, I think we shall. All right, we got a couple more things here before we sign off. We'll take a couple phone calls in the last segment. Again, folks, if you like this show, I hope you do. We work hard here every day to bring you the best broadcast. So I please urge you, support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, there's a great new way to support us with a new limited edition gold bar card. And we've done these things as fundraisers in the past. It's back right now, promoted and supported by Alex Jones. And you can only get it exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. But this is a limited time deal. It's not going to be around forever. So if you want this piece of InfoWars lore, if you want this piece of InfoWars history, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we'll be right back with a couple more news items and your calls.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did.
Now we're telling you what's coming at Real Alex Jones on X.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Chicken Mala, because if you watch her when she does these speeches, she does a weird chicken thing with her arms. And the truth is, she has to make up for her lack of intelligence and intellect by the weird hand gestures and arm motions and word salad. Chicken Mala with the chicken wing arms. So what do you do when you have a chicken wing arm presidential candidate? Yeah, well, you go for Trump chicken in clip 16.
At Donald Trump's House of Wings.
Trump, you know our wings will make you happy. Trumpy, you know our wings will fill you up. Come if you want a place with awesome chicken wings, yeah. Donald Trump's House of Wings.
Am I saying I'm a chicken wing expert? No. But I can tell you this. The wing is hands down the best part of the chicken. Better than the head, better than the torso, better than the back. And at Donald Trump's House of Wings, you can get them with five different levels of hotness. Regular, hot, three alarm, suicidal, and hell spawn. And if you like celery, congratulations, it's on the house.
So what do you do with the chicken mala? Chicken wing candidate? You Trump wing it. All right. We're going to take a couple calls. Got a couple other headlines. It's now confirmed. We reported earlier rockets hitting an airbase in Iraq that housed U.S. troops. Injuries to U.S. troops and personnel have been confirmed. It's exactly what we warned of in the second hour, already confirmed. So only option is to decouple, folks, or this thing is going to get worse. We have to completely just pull out now, or this thing is going to be bad. Going to be bad. All right, let's squeeze in a couple calls here. Let's go with Keith in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Great show, as always. So much to talk about, but I would like to go with the fact that Trump said at the Georgia rally that his crew is doing such a great job of watching for voter fraud. Well, Anthony Rubin says there's 46,000 illegals who've already voted right there in Georgia. So my guess is we haven't done anything about voter fraud. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that okay. I would say Trump's team is looking into the voter fraud issues that they know exist, like dead people on the rolls that somehow vote, people that have moved to a different state but are still registered to vote in the state they moved out of that are voting, maybe some ballot harvesting issues. They are signing up tens of thousands of poll watchers. They have lawyers that are going to be on site at a lot of these areas as well. And they have also, in some states, had victories against the drop boxes, the mail-in ballot drop boxes. But like in Michigan, they lost. So I think that that's more what they're talking about. Oh, and they also have cybersecurity experts that are going to be on top of the voting machines, making sure there's no shenanigans there and that they can't connect to the internet during the process. So I think that that's what they're focusing on. And maybe the illegal alien issue is not on their radar yet, or maybe since it wasn't a big issue highlighted from 2020, it's just not something they've invested in.
Well, I hope so. You know, up here in Wisconsin, we're back with those stupid drop boxes. We have this Janet Protasiewicz on our Supreme Court, and so we're not going to get any back.
Yeah, once they flipped your Supreme Court, they brought the drop boxes back. That was another legal loss that they suffered there, too. That's why I think right now Trump probably loses Michigan and Wisconsin simply because of the drop boxes and all the fraud that's going to happen.
Yep, I agree. I'm sitting here in Wisconsin watching it right now. I mean, there's people early voting already.
Yep. Oh, and I'm sure they're dropping off 10 ballots, you know.
Yeah.
One guy drops off 50 ballots for Harris. It's totally normal.
I know. Yeah, well, we're going to have to win by 100,000 votes, so let's get out there, everybody.
Definitely. But, you know, hey, Trump will be up by 200,000 votes at 1230, and then at 1231, Kamala Harris will get 2,001 votes, and that's totally normal. If you question that, you're an insurrectionist. By the way, you know that big controversy with the woman that was competing in the Olympic boxing that was really, folks, it's a genetic disorder, a birth disorder of basically you're a man in every single metric except you just don't have a penis is basically it. Chemically, you're a man. Bone structure, you're a man. But this rare genetic disease, you just are born with a female body part. And so that's why this individual was never allowed to compete in any other boxing competition except the Olympics letter for some reason. Well, who would have guessed that she won the gold? She won the gold. But how ridiculous is it? You know that her name is I Man? Her name is literally I Man. So you can't even make this stuff up. I Man Khalif wins fight and declares, I want to tell the entire world that I am a female. Does she come from that population of the world that is known for incest and inbreeding? And that is what leads to these genetic disorders? So never allowed to compete in any boxing because of this, but competes in the Olympics and wins. Go figure. You could have bet your life savings on that deal. And won. Let's go to William in Arkansas. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
The situation going on in England, the Campbells and the McDonald's need to set their 400-500-600-year-old feud apart. They're the largest clans in Scotland. People need to get serious. If I had Elon Musk money or win a large lottery, I would ship over about 5 million 12-gauge shotguns for those people. give me the gentleman that was in charge of the Secret Service for about 10 minutes. I won't hurt him. I'll spank his butt. But I promise you, after that 10 minutes, he'll tell us everything we need to know. I'm sick of it.
All right, William, thank you so much for the call, and the investigations continue. But I think everybody pretty much knows the situation. The deep state wanted Trump dead, and it probably all ties right back into that. Let's go to Jeff in Pennsylvania. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask, this is a real quick one here. When you were, we were talking about that Kim Cheadle with the Secret Service, did Congress, did the House have to approve her as the chief Secret Service? And if so, which Republicans voted for her? I'd really like to know that. Because
you know, that's a good question. I bet we could even find the answer. I mean, obviously, they're not going to make a big fuss over a Secret Service confirmation hearing. So I don't recall the confirmation process. I'm sure we can look that up. But you know, these things are rather, you know, the formality is you just kind of go with it and you vote for it. Every once in a while, there's a kerfuffle. But normally it's just you just kind of confirm the nominee and move through the process. So my guess is this was just one that went quietly and nobody really said much.
I'll tell you. It just goes to show you, you know, some of these things that seem to be just, you know, rubber stamped, they got to look into them, especially when you're looking at somebody that's being asked to be appointed by Joe Biden or one of those people.
Yeah, a friend of Jill Biden.
So that gives you all you need to know.
Yeah, and she made sure nobody found out whose cocaine it was either. So very nice of her. Very good. All right, let's go to David in Vermont. David, quickly, go ahead.
The Elk Power Doorman from Vermont here started Bernie Sanders. I was watching your InfoWars and watching what was going on in Venezuela and the riots over there and over the election, and it seems like the establishment here is kind of like, says, hey, that's election fraud. I think what they're going to do, I was coming up out of sleep, and what ruthless thing they could come up with, Trump's going to win, to make it look like Camilla's close. Then they're going to finally investigate the elections, and they got some certain bins that are for Trump.
Well, that'll be interesting to see. And by the way, there's more news coming out of North Carolina about non-citizens registering, too. So the next 92 days are going to be crazy. That does it for the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. This show will take a 21-hour break, and we'll do it all again tomorrow with the breaking news and developments. Harrison Smith in the morning, Alex Jones in the afternoon, and I'll see you tomorrow evening, or I'll see you this evening at 8 o'clock p.m. Central at rumble.com/Owen.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable, and it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. We were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming.
at Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.